1999, interviewing Calliope Musicals at the Kiva Lounge and Bar in San Marcos, Texas. To commence, the first question, y'all are all looking really gorgeous today and obviously talented. So the first question is, will you guys adopt me?
Oh, yes.
Yeah, I need a house. Like, Josh, you guys seem like pretty cool people. Awesome. That's perfect, because I definitely need to be adopted by you guys. So let's start off with you, and what is your name, and what is your function in the band?
My name's Chris, and I function by playing guitar sometimes on a good day.
Awesome. Are you the lead guitar player?
Me and Matt trade off with that, but...
sometimes.
Well, if Matt's going to force my hand, I suppose. Yeah, I play lead guitar.
I'm Craig, and I play the keyboard and xylosynth in the band.
I am Josh, and I play the drums in the band.
I'm Carrie, and I sing and party.
I'm Andrew, and I play bass guitar and am a Texas State alum.
Yeah!
I'm Matt, and I play guitar, a Dan Electro.
What up? I'm Jerry, and I launch confetti and wear funny costumes, yeah. Alien costumes, and funny signs, and woo! There you go. I bring the party.
Jerry is the party.
Hey, where the party at?
Party's here. Right here. Like, so you moved here and joined this band right away, because you guys started 7 years ago, right?
I met these fellows through another band I was playing in, and we all formed a collective called Circus in the Moon. Mm-hmm. And we played in different bands for a little while. Andrew, the bass player, and I had a band called Broken Bass Box, and we just played around town for a few years until we all just kind of congealed together after a little while. But no, Carrie and Matt actually started the band 7 years ago.
Okay.
As the founding members of Calliope.
Who were the... you and...
Mm-hmm. So the Green and Green.
And Nick. Awesome.
Craig.
I don't know how I heard.
Sorry,
Nick. I mean, I knew that your name was Craig, but I thought you said Nick.
I thought you were like day two and a half.
So. Do you want to give the mic to Craig so he can answer the questions?
Sure.
Craig, how long have you not seen your real face in?
What's up? It's been at least 3 years, I think.
Yeah.
It's been like two. It's at least 3 years. Yeah.
Oh yeah, you've had a face since I knew you.
Yes. Yeah, it was thinner than this 3 years ago. But I can't remember the last time I shaved it off.
There's gators living in there.
It's where the band keeps their snacks.
You know, I read a quote that said that if you're friends with someone for 7 years, then you actually will always be friends with that person. So I thought it was interesting that you guys have been together for exactly, I guess, the new members haven't, but you guys have.
Looks like
this is the year. If something goes wrong, then...
There's still time. There's still time.
Let's hope that
you
guys
make it through 7 years.
I feel good about it. We've made it through tougher years than we've made it through tougher years.
It's a long time.
So I think this year will be a piece of pie.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Awesome. So y'all are playing the official South by Southwest show at Teller's.
It's funny because I feel like
Sixth Street gets
it's a different place during South by. I mean, it's the same place because it's still like crawling with lots of people and kind of gross. Yeah, so this will be our first time in Teller's.
For an official South by Southwest.
Yeah, first time official too.
First official.
Exactly, that's awesome. That's one of my dreams. I'm a musician too. And
oh, cool.
I love playing official South by Southwest show. I also really love to play ACL. Have y'all thought about... Thank you. Have y'all thought about playing ACL Fest or like applying there?
We actually play it this year. This past year.
Are you serious?
Oh, yeah.
It was
nice.
Pretty amazing.
It was awesome, man.
That was a dream come true.
What day did you play?
We actually got to open up the ACL, I guess it was Friday of ACL.
Second.
Second? I thought it was the first.
Second.
It was my birthday.
October 2nd.
Dude, that is the best birthday.
Oh, October 2nd. Yeah.
Josh, I'm Boston. You want
thank you. And you're Andrew the bassist, right?
Yeah.
Awesome. Let me get this to you.
Texas State alum.
Texas State alum. Okay, awesome.
Boston,
did you work at KGSW too?
I did.
Awesome.
I did. 5 years ago or so.
Oh, okay, never mind.
Yeah, but I started with the newspaper when I was here, and I didn't really like the newspaper, so then I got into the radio, and I actually did sports broadcasting, and that was really cool. But yeah, I got to learn a lot about the behind-the-scenes stuff. And
he doesn't like sports anymore.
Nah. But Dan, shout out to Dan Schumacher, you're the man. This is Andrew Vizzone, if you remember me.
yeah, brown nosing after all these years.
Oh, he's the man. No, I mean it in a very cool way. Like, he's, thanks for the A. Just kidding.
Still milking.
You guys play a lot of festivals, right?
Yes, we have, or we try.
Mostly you guys play festivals, and I looked at your tour date, it looks like you guys are playing the Pagan Street Festival in Austin later this year, and also the one in Oklahoma. The Backwoods.
Yeah,
Backwoods.
Backwoods.
Yeah.
And Easter Island.
Which is
Easter Island will be there too.
Two of them. Yeah. Which one are you guys most excited about?
Ooh, tough call. I think we always discover each festival kind of has its own personality, and it's always fun to be able to get to the fest and kind of take it all in. And I don't know, it's hard to pick a favorite. Like, out of all the festivals you play, I mean, we love Utopia Fest, obviously, is amazing. There's a fest in Joshua Tree, California called Joshua Tree Festival, Evolve Festival in Nova Scotia, and they're all, like, totally different, but they're, you know, beautiful fests. I mean, we played Backwoods last year, and it was amazing. There was a little speakeasy under the stage.
How's it called? It was a recreation.
Oh, it was great. It was, like, yeah, we were playing in this, like, thing modeled after Shakespeare's Globe Theater, and it was just awesome. It was so cool, and it was in the middle of this like magical forest with all these lights and installations.
Magical
it was
people.
Yes, many magical people.
That's great. What is one of the craziest fans you've ever seen? Like, what is one of the craziest
Lulu.
Fans?
All right, like, we got one. This name will. Were you there?
I'll let you go. I don't know.
So we were in St. Augustine, Florida, real crazy island town in Florida. And it was, yeah, we really enjoyed it. But there was a young lady there who went by Lulu, who wanted to let everyone know that it was her birthday that night and wanted to make sure everyone knew about it.
I remember it was her birthday.
Yeah. I mean, we remember.
Literally, we'll never forget. But it was one of those things where you kind of like, you know, we'll play at bars and you'll see like people flailing about and you just have to deal with it. But Lulu started off by kind of flailing and then turned into more like, insane, got up into Carrie's microphone and was trying to be like, yeah! Oh, definitely flashed the
flashed
whole band.
The crowd.
Took off all her clothes.
Flashed the crowd.
Forgot she was wearing a dress and decided to pull her dress up to her nose. And and it was one of those things where as a band, you're looking at a crowd that's like trying to dance, but they're all backing away and they're all just kind of waiting. Long story short, we'll never forget Lulu. And, yeah.
I don't think I ever will. So you guys released your first EP in 2011. And then 2 years later, you guys released Magic Militia and Clouds and Fire the next year. Clouds on Fire the next year. And I heard, I feel like Clouds on Fire is a lot heavier than the first one, which is interesting. I just heard you guys playing right now, and I feel like your lead guitar on there gives it a more rock direction and a heavier sound. Are you guys looking to move? What's your musical direction? Like, how do you guys feel like your music's evolving now with the new EP you guys are putting out? And
I think, this is Josh, I've watched the band grow from the very beginning stages of it.
Perfect.
And didn't join until 3 years ago. So, watching it from outside, it was a lot. It started off as more of an acoustic folk act and slowly developed into a little harder, but it wasn't until myself and Andrew and Chris joined that it really, I think, brought it over to a harder rock edge. And that was Clouds on Fire. That was the first thing that we had down on tape that was this current lineup.
I love it.
And so it was it definitely, yeah, thank you. Yeah, that was definitely the first time. I think that song was written right before I joined the band. And so it was before I joined the band. And so I got to watch the song develop live, seeing all the live shows. And so that was kind of the turning point for me, for seeing everything. I don't know. And then I joined the band, and I tend to lean more on the rock-heavy side of things. So I love the disco.
He loves disco.
So I was wondering, you guys didn't do another album for 3 years. Is that because you felt like time owed your fans another album?
Well, you know, I think when we brought the last three guys in it. I think we, at that time, we recorded Clouds on Fire within a month of them joining the band. And because we had already booked the studio time, and we were like, we got to do this. We're doing it. So we just went for it. And I think when we did that, we realized that we wanted to take a lot of time. I mean, we did it in like 2 days in the studio. And it just all happened really quickly. And I think we knew that we wanted to spend a lot of time writing and kind of like getting a gel between our new lineup. And so
that's really fast. 1 month and you guys are recording an album.
Yeah, it was outrageous. It was really intense.
What I was saying about the Clouds on Fire EP is when we recorded that, we had all this new energy between the six of us, but we hadn't even figured out how to be a band yet. And that was really exciting to be in the studio with that kind of energy, but it was also just like exploding and almost misplaced. Mm-hmm. And so it was really exciting to lay those tracks down. But then after that, we were just like, okay, let's let this dust settle. Let's actually go on tour. Let's figure out what it really means to be the band that we are trying to become and how we're going to write songs together. And so I think the process was learning to write with each other and learning to like be that different band instead of just being like, we're all joining Calliope with like these different backgrounds. So it's like, well, how do we all make music together? And that was, I think that's what took so long to get that next album out. Mm-hmm. But that is also why I'm like so excited to share this new album with everybody, because I think it has a big piece of everybody here in it.
Awesome. And it was, I mean, I can't imagine how much better you guys just work together after 3 years of playing. That's a lot of time.
Yeah.
And all those festivals and all those experiences.
Just a lot of costume changes.
Yeah, I heard that you guys are supposed to be like the best show ever, right?
Really?
Oh.
I hope so. I do a lot of the like live weird stuff. We have our buddy Ernest who helps us out a lot with that stuff too.
Sweet.
But
I think that's missing from a lot of shows. I see
yeah.
great bands, amazing musicians.
Music's awesome.
These guys playing like 80 million arpeggios per second. And they just like don't even look at the crowd, don't engage,
yeah.
and then go home and think they're cool, you know?
But, yeah, as amazing that is, like, no matter how amazing they are, you're gonna get bored looking at that.
Yeah.
No matter how amazing they are. You know what I mean? Like, there you go.
Yeah, that was a good answer. Awesome. Well, I'm really looking forward to your show. Again, my name is Ryan Lacerda. Thank you, guys.
Thank you. Awesome.
Thank you, guys, for tuning in again. You just heard an interview of Calliope Musicals at the Kiva Lounge and Bar in San Marcos, Texas. Thank you. Have a great day.